Homes are put up for auction every day. Usually, buyers steer clear of badly damaged ones and locations like flood zones. But at an auction on Staten Island this week of homes damaged by Sandy, that's exactly what people wanted. As part of our ongoing series on urban resilience, WNYC's Stephen Nesson went to find out why.
Eager homebuyers and developers grip folders of documents as they file into a ballroom at a Hilton Garden Inn on Staten Island. They nervously display their $25,000 checks, the only prerequisite for bidding on a property today. And they suss out the competition.
Not happy seeing this. Enthusiasm just went down.
47-year-old Staten Islander Albert Paya is hoping to score a deal on a small bungalow.
Especially when I see the Chinese people. They're going to overbid. That I know. They don't pay top dollar for real estate.
37-year-old Danny Ling is with a group of fellow Chinese investors, and he has his own concerns.
The Russian guys have money.
And then there's people like 55-year-old Thomas Consolo. He's been living in a cramped apartment since the storm destroyed his house in Midland Beach.
I'm looking to get a bigger piece of property than I had so I could build back. I think the bigger the property, you could build back safer.
The state bought these 61 damaged properties through a program to give relief to homeowners who couldn't fix them up or didn't want to. Now they're being auctioned here for a fraction of their pre-Sandy value. That's the big draw. Many bidders say Sandy was just a fluke.
So, are we ready to get started?
And the bidding?
Excellent.
It's just like you'd imagine.
So it's about $100,000 to start it off. $100,000 is bid. Number one, $25,000. Number one, $50,000. $150,000 at $135,000. $200,000, $225,000. $225,000.
White cards pop up like bread out of a toaster and shoot back down again. Three auctioneers wade into the aisles and shout out when they see a card, signifying a bid.
$575 is here to my left. Now $600,000. Last call.
The winning bid belongs to a first-time homebuyer, a 33-year-old Homeland Security officer, soon to have his fourth kid. He gets to choose any of the properties up for auction. They're all displayed on a screen.
521 will come off the board.
He goes for a large parcel in Howard Beach, and that property is blacked out on the screen, like on a bingo card.
So we'll get started with round two.
60 more left. After several dozen rounds, the bids get lower and lower, down to $35,000. The winners line up afterwards to sign paperwork and hand over those cashier's checks. Angela Tentaramona Nickel is a registered nurse from Great Kills and the winner of a two-family home. She says there were two reasons she came out.
To make some money and to better the community.
She wants to see Staten Island come back. She'll pay $160,000 on a home that was valued at nearly twice that before Sandy. As for the next storm,
it worries the shit out of me.
But in the meantime, she has work to do.
Renovate it, fix it up, rent it, lift it. It's going to take a lot of work.
I go to see just how much work.
I'm standing in front of the home that Nickel placed the winning bid on. It's two-story beige clapboard with peeling paint. The windows are still there. It doesn't look like it's in terrible shape. But there's stickers on the door. One says, caution, risk of electric shock. Next door, the neighbors are raising their home to meet new flood guidelines.
Yes, it is good. It's a good idea.
62-year-old Ursula Rosa lives across the street. She's happy to hear seven houses on this block were sold at auction.
They updated the houses, they remodeled, and the block could look better the way it was before.
But Eric Goldstein with the Natural Resources Defense Council says, buyer beware.
The concern is that what's being sold here may be fool's gold.
He says there's scientific consensus that flood zones will face more frequent and intense storms. The state is turning some of the lowest-lying neighborhoods in Staten Island into open space, but he questions why the government is encouraging people to rebuild in any flood zone.
Even if a home is elevated, that doesn't mean that the car that's in the driveway or the senior citizen who's walking in the street is protected. There are all kinds of costs to governmental agencies for essential services during storms and rescue.
On the upside, the proceeds from these auctions will go toward affordable housing and public housing. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.
New York Public Radio's resilience reporting is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation. More at rockfound.org.